I believe everyone should consider the preparation of a will. If people should pass without a will, their money and possessions will be distributed according to a formula that's fixed by law, which means that certain members of your family may not receive assets that you had intended for them, and other members of your family who you would prefer not to leave assets to may receive assets. That body of law is called intestacy law in Pennsylvania. If someone dies without a will, or the effects of their will cannot be carried through, we look to a body of law called intestacy law. If people have a will, their will and the provisions of their will are followed according to law. A will, frankly, is a procedure which is not very complicated. An individual should come into the office of a trained legal professional, review all assets that they possess, determine the heirs or family members or friends they would like to leave assets to, and if properly drawn, the document will carry through the wishes of the person at the time of their death. Some people choose to draft their own will. And in Pennsylvania, if someone were to draft a will in their own handwriting, it is called a holographic will. But as a legal professional, I caution people that if a will is not skillfully drafted by a legal professional, it could result in your estate being distributed in a manner that maybe is contrary to the wishes you originally had, and there could also be the possibility of additional unnecessarily legal costs if you have family members who contest the contents of a will. Many times when people sit down and they discuss the assets which they own, a lawyer will try to determine the assets that are titled in their own name. And you will also try to determine if they have any jointly titled assets or if they have any other types of accounts where perhaps they have named beneficiaries. And I believe many people come into their lawyer's office not truly realizing that a general rule of thumb would be if you have a jointly held asset, for instance, a joint bank account, whether it's an and account or an or account, unless there is language to the contrary at the time that account is created, normally at the time of passing, the full contents of that asset will pass to the named survivor on the account. In addition, if you have a beneficiary name, for instance, on a life insurance policy, the named beneficiary will receive the proceeds of your life insurance policy, and that would be regardless of what is stated in your will. So it is not only important to prepare a will properly to dispose of assets which you own at the time of death, but it is also very important to make sure you have your affairs in order and have your beneficiaries designated, and even go a step further with contingent beneficiaries. And also, if you're creating joint accounts, be they bank accounts, CDs, or other types of assets, stock, etc., be aware of the provisions and the consequences of joint accounts. Many people believe when they write a will that the will is immediately filed down at the Register of Wills office in the county where they reside, and that is a misconception. When you write a will, your will is not filed until you pass. And by virtue of that, you can change your will any number of times as you go through life. You could revoke a prior will and make a new will. And the will is basically an evolutionary process where people should periodically consider making changes to their wills. They may have life-changing experiences. You may have a spouse who passes on. You may have a grandchild who is born. You may sell your home. You may acquire other assets. So it's suggested that people should periodically review the contents of their will.